Well, good afternoon to one and all, folks, and welcome to day 7 of the Danny Kyle Open Stage at Celtic Connections 2021, Thursday the 21st of January, and we've got a lovely mixed bunch for you today. I'm just off the phone talking to Jace Joico, and that was out in Nashville. I've also been speaking to some phenomenal people over the airways in the past couple of days, and we'll be bringing them to you as well. Today we've got from Glasgow a lovely blues band, well I shouldn't say lovely, a funky blues band called Blue Milk. We've got from Edinburgh Rosie Nimmo. We've also got Emma Jane, and we've also got David Cowan with us today. And we've got one more, just waiting for that, actually one of their tracks to come through, and we'll get that on. So we'll start off today with the wonderful Rosie Nimmo. Take it away, Rosie. Well, good evening to one and all, folks, and welcome to the Danny Kyle Open Stage. And I've got a well Kent voice, as far as I know. And now you're going to know, the one and only Rosie Nimmo. Good afternoon and good evening to you, Rosie.
Hi, Liz. Lovely to speak with you.
That's great. Well, we wish we could be in person, but it's slightly different this year, as we know.
Indeed, yeah.
So have you managed to be creative or kept busy during this period?
I feel like I'm busy all the time anyway, but yeah, I've been developing a lot of my guitar playing. I've started writing another album. I'm just about to launch my fourth album on the 5th of February that comes out, but actually I've started thinking about another one already. And the theme for the next one is hope.
Oh,
I think hope is such an important thing, isn't it? That we've all been living like that for the last year, living in hope.
And the wonderful thing is the creativity of all the artists are there. They haven't let lockdown stop them. In fact, it's encouraged them and given them time to do it, which they didn't have before, you know. So I think we're going to have our shelves bulging with albums this year.
Well, hopefully some of them will be mine.
Well, definitely, I would think.
I hope so.
Now, can I ask you to choose your first track?
Okay, yeah, you're going to be playing Could Have Been. And one of the reasons I've chosen this, there's multiple reasons for choosing this song, but one of the reasons is that it's my new single. It's out on the 22nd of January. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably the best song I've written. If it's not the best song I've ever written, it's certainly in the top two or three. I can give you a little bit of background to this song, won't go on about it too long, but I had a challenge with a few other musicians that sometimes get together in my house, and I suggested that we use the theme, that we came up with a theme and wrote music about it. We didn't often do that, and I said, what about doing it based on an inscription in a book or something, a dedication written on something? And then I had a book of love poetry that I'd bought second hand. And on the fly leaf, there was written, Happy Birthday, 1978, Love, John, Kiss, 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 Could Have Been So Good. And then he put in brackets, See Somewhere on the Way. And of course, you flick immediately to Somewhere on the Way, or I did anyway. And it's this poem, and it's heartbreaking. It's all about, if only I'd done this, if only I'd said this. I wanted to say. And I thought, I've got to write a song. I've got to write a song about that. Because so many times we don't actually say how we feel, do we?
Yeah.
And so that was a poem of hindsight and regret. So that's my first song. It's called Could Have Been.
It's an absolute cracker.
Oh, thank you.
It's one of those ones that resonates with so many people.
Mm.
Right, Rosie, could I please get you to choose your second track for us?
Right. Well, in common with all the songs that I write, I feel that they've all got something to do with humanity. It's something that's common to us all. And this one in particular, I suppose, is this next track is called Small Child. Mm-hmm. And the subtitle, I suppose, is the inside every one of us is a small child. Because I really believe that. I really believe that we all still retain that small child. I remember my mum when she was, not long before she died, she was in her mid-80s and her saying, I still feel like a bairn at heart. And she was, you know, she still was that, she had kept that. So yeah, and a lot of the song, when I do it live, it finishes with people singing along because I want them to sing see me, hear me, because that's everybody's small child then is starting to sing along with it. And when we do it live, it really, it's just magical. You know, I really love doing that song live. But on the recording, we've got Mary Campbell playing viola, which I'm really quite honoured to have Mary playing quite a few on quite a few of the tracks now, but which is a pal. She doesn't live far from me as well. So that's very handy. yeah, so, and it's a lively song, this one. I thought it'd be quite nice to have a really lively song in my wee set here.
Yeah, gets the toes tapping and that sort of folk. And hopefully everybody will sing along with it as well, even if they are in their living room listening to
that
it.
That would be great.
Or and harmonies are welcome.
harmonies are welcome as well. That'd be great.
Just see whole of Glasgow, everybody goofing, sitting in their car.
Yeah, that'd be super. You know, it might be quite nice to try, for me to try and set something up when I do a live recording of it and I get people to join in.
In their car.
I'm going to build that and build that and build that. That'd be fantastic.
Oh, excellent. Right, your third track, what would you choose for us?
Right, I'm going to put in a sad, and this is called A Celtic Blessing. This is based on what was a Celtic blessing. It was read out at the funeral of a young man who I was just starting to get to know. I know his mum quite well, but he died 2.5 years ago and it was really tragic circumstances. He was only 29, and I had just been speaking to him the week before, and he was saying, or his mum was telling me when I was there, that they had just been to Iona and he was loving the waves on the beach, the colour of the sea and all the stuff about being out in nature. And then he died, and I was actually unable to go to his funeral because I was in France. And it was just a heartbreaking thing. And my daughter went because she's friends with the family as well. And the poem, the blessing in it is the Celtic blessing, and it's deep peace of the running wave to you, deep peace of the quiet night, and all the different methods of wishing somebody deep peace in nature. It's quite a spiritual blessing. And I was learning I was just improving my guitar playing while all this was going on, and this particular part just really resonated with these words, so I've created other words to go with it as well. But so it's called Deep Peace. I think Mary plays on that as well, actually. But so it's a sad one, but you know,
it's a tribute as well.
It's a tribute to David. Yes, it's a tribute to him.
That's absolutely gorgeous. Well, Rosie, I want to thank you so much for your music. It does inspire people, and hopefully the folk that are listening will be inspired by your music, and I'll give them some peace as well. And hopefully we will, not too distant future, catch you along the way and actually manage to
in
get
the flesh.
You alive.
That would be good. That would be great. We just have to hope for that. For that moment.
It's coming soon, definitely.
It's coming soon. Can I give my album title a wee plug, please?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Of course you can.
The new album is called Where Time Suspends. And that title only came up on the night before the CDs were being pressed, because it was going to be called something else. But the cover art is very atmospheric, and it's very ambiguous as well. And Where Time Suspends is a line from the song Music is Sunshine. And I think at the moment we're all living in a time that is being suspended. So it felt really resonant with the times that we're living in.
Well, I'll be delighted to hear it. And that's out again on the
5th of February.
Yeah. Which is just next week, is it? The week after.
Two weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks tomorrow.
Right, well, maybe talk to you about that when the Celtic Connections is over.
That would be great. That would be great. Right. I know that I'm going to be in the Scotland on Sunday, either next week or the week after.
Oh, gorgeous.
I'm going to be in that. So,
yeah.
Good in that. So, that's great.
Well, I want to thank you so much indeed for being with us today in the Danny Kyle Open Stage on its 21st birthday this year.
Da 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 da. Thank you, and good luck with it all, Liz. It's been
Thank
nice
you
speaking to
so
you.
much. And we will catch you along the ways. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you very much indeed, Rosie.
Inside every one of us is a small child, a small child who seeks love, a small child who needs love, seeks love, wants love, needs love, seeks love, wants love, needs. La 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 la. Sorry that I hurt you, I couldn't tell you any other way. Sorry that I hurt you, but I couldn't tell you any other way. I'm sorry, hurt your small child. Whisper, whisper, whisper.
See you.
the shining stars to you, hoping, wishing, praying you found your stars, sleep.